The word of God that guides us is from Ephesians chapter 6. We focus on these words. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. And also these words. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. So forth our text. My dear friends, when Jesus rose from the dead and visited the disciples who were hiding out in that room, remember that? Hiding out for fear of the Jews. Well, one of the disciples was missing, right? It was Thomas. And when the others told him that they had seen the Lord, Thomas replied, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails and place my finger into the mark of the nails and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." Thomas was skeptical. Skeptical concerning the news of Jesus' resurrection from the dead. He was filled with doubt. And ever since, he's been known as Doubting Thomas. So what caused Thomas to doubt? Ever asked yourself that? Perhaps it was pain. Perhaps it was trauma. After all, pain and trauma often lead to doubts. So it wouldn't be too surprising if Jesus' sudden and horrific death when he was crucified had traumatized Thomas and caused him to be overcome by doubts. Perhaps you too have had traumatic moments that have affected you similarly. The death of a loved one, the loss of a job, or a painful breakup and ending to a relationship. Like Thomas, in fear, you too may have barred the door of your heart in order to prevent anyone from getting close enough to hurt you again. You may have questioned God's plans. And you may have been plagued by doubts. When we've been wounded, we may doubt that God will protect us from future harm. And it is the devil who works those doubts in our hearts and our minds. That's right, the devil afflicts us with such thoughts as, "Hey, if God really loved you, he wouldn't have allowed that to happen to you." Clearly, your God has forsaken you. So you might as well give up. Satan is cunning. He is sly. He is wicked and evil. His sinister suggestions and tantalizing temptations are what St. Paul in Ephesians 6 calls the flaming darts of the evil one. The flaming darts or arrows of the evil one. That's a powerful image, especially when one recognizes that in biblical times, fiery arrows were a common weapon used in warfare. Arrows were dipped in pitch and lit ablaze. And they were a double threat. Not only could arrows penetrate what they hit, but they could spread fire amongst the enemy. Sometimes the arrows were shot directly at an enemy soldier. And at other times, the arrows were aimed to land around the enemy, setting fire to the ground around them and distracting them from their main focus. In a battle, hundreds and even thousands of flaming arrows could be launched into the sky, causing it to feel like fire was falling from heaven. Similarly, in moments of trial, in moments of trouble, in moments of tribulation in our lives, when difficult events shake us personally, Satan seizes the moment. He reaches into his quiver, pulls out flaming arrows, and shoots them directly at us. You see, Satan wants to ignite our doubts and our fears. He tempts us to despair and to plunge into full-blown rejection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. My friends, we live in a dangerous world. Satan is always on the prowl. That's why Scripture says the devil prowls around like a small kitten. No! Like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. Your enemy, the devil, is on the prowl. He is on the hunt. You and me are his prey. That's right, the devil wants to drag us off into a Christless eternity in hell. He's after single people and married couples. He's after students at school and lonely people in nursing homes. He's after the poor person struggling to eke out an existence and the richly blessed person with a beautiful home. His goal is to lead us away from Jesus Christ. So what are we, followers of Jesus, to do? Shake in our shoes? Despair? Give up? Throw in the towel? Absolutely not. Because we have a Savior. We have hope, even in the face of danger, because we have Jesus Christ. He battled Satan on Calvary's cross. And Jesus' heel on that cross was bruised when he suffered, bled, and died on that cursed tree. Yet all was not lost. Satan had his bony head crushed when Jesus rose triumphantly from the grave on Easter Sunday morning. Jesus triumphed over the devil by rising from the dead. Jesus' resurrection is his victory over sin, death, and the devil. Jesus' resurrection is your victory, your victory, your victory, my victory over sin and death and the power of the devil. Yes, Jesus rose from the dead, defeating sin, death, and the devil. He's freed us to live new lives for him, our living Savior. Yet, you know what? Even as he calls us to follow him and to live new lives, he doesn't leave us alone to do it. He doesn't tell us to do your best under your own power. No, for our battle with the devil, for our battle with the sin-fallen world and our sin-fallen flesh, God gives us the Holy Spirit and the shield of faith. And that's why St. Paul says to us, hey, you have protection as you go into battle with the devil. Take up the shield of faith. But notice this. When you look at this section on the armor of God in Ephesians 6, not all the pieces of armor have specific instructions attached to them. But this one does. So what are those instructions? Listen, in all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, which can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. Wow! The devil's going to come at you with flaming darts. But you have this shield of faith, which can extinguish those flaming darts. Now, how's that work? Well, my friends, in biblical times, shields were equipped to combat fiery, flaming darts. They often were lined with leather or covered in hide that was then soaked in water before the battle. When wet, the shield would extinguish the flaming arrows. Well, in a similar way, God uses water to protect you and me from the flaming arrows of Satan. The water of holy baptism. That's right. In baptism, God soaked you in water. The water word of baptism gifted you with the Spirit and Spirit-given faith. And that faith is how God shields you when the devil attacks. Yes. When the devil attacks us, when troubles come our way in this sinful and broken world, and when the devil shoots arrows of doubt and fear at us, we can always remember our baptism. Remember that we were clothed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. That we were declared God's beloved son, God's beloved daughter in our baptism, in whom God is well pleased. Because we are God's baptized child, we can know that Jesus Christ is with us always. You see, circumstances of your life can change. troubles. One day it can be really good, and then troubles can come. That's how life is. The good and the bad, right? We live in a sin-fallen, broken world. Well, the concrete fact of your baptism does not change. Your baptism is a specific moment in time when God made you His own dearly loved child. When God promised you that He would never leave you or forsake you. That He would always surround you with His love and forgiveness and strength and power. So as you go about living in this sin-fallen, broken world where troubles and trials happen, know this. You're God's son. You're God's daughter. You've been clothed in Christ's righteousness. Jesus is with you always. He calls you to keep your eyes on Him, to walk by faith and not by sight, and to use that faith as a shield to extinguish Satan's flaming arrows. So every day, when we get up, we need to remember, I am God's baptized child. Good way to remember? Cross yourself. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. It's a reminder of your baptism. Now, some Lutherans get nervous when I say that. Crossing yourself sounds Catholic. It is. Universal Christian. But it's not Roman Catholic. Cross yourself. Remember, you are a baptized child of God. Baptized in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You're robed in Christ's righteousness. The devil's going to come at you, but you are protected by the blood of Jesus Christ. You are protected by the power and presence of Jesus. You are protected by the shield of faith. Put on the shield of faith. Trust in God's promises. Like, lo, I am with you always. Like these words from 2 Samuel 22. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. The Lord is my rock and my deliverer. And so when you're out in the storms of life, learn from Peter. Don't focus on the waves and the wind. Keep your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith, the one who has claimed you as his own dear child in your baptism. The one who has robed you in his righteousness, in his forgiveness, in your baptism. The one who promises you, no one can snatch you out of my hands. Trust in those words. Especially when the devil shoots those flaming arrows of doubt and fear and discouragement at you. You see, the presence of our Lord makes all the difference. When doubts assail us, as they did Thomas, Jesus renews our faith, even as he renewed Thomas' faith. Jesus shields us. Jesus protects us. Jesus promises that no one and nothing can snatch us out of his hands, and so we can confidently live each day, walking by faith with our eyes on Jesus, knowing that he will protect us against the fiery darts of the evil one. May that be bringing you peace and hope and joy this day and always. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses human comprehension, guard your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.